NPR News. It's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. There's a ceasefire agreement. There's intense international pressure. But Russian tanks and troops are still in Georgia. Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev says he'll begin to withdraw forces tomorrow. The West is watching warily. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice raised concerns today on NPC's Meet the Press.
The word of the Russian president needs to be upheld by his forces. People are going to begin to wonder if Russia can be trusted. I think it's really very much time for them to do what they say they're going to do.
The Russian army will stay in parts of South Ossetia. That's the breakaway region that's at the heart of the fight. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer has spent the last few days in Georgia and South Ossetia. He joins me now from the city of Vladikavkaz, just over the border in Russia. Greg, the leaders in Russia and Georgia signed the ceasefire agreement this weekend. Have you seen signs of the Russian military preparing to withdraw?
Well, I was in the Georgian city of Gori yesterday, hours after the ceasefire was signed by the Russian president. There were military trucks and armored personnel carriers and tanks moving freely over Georgian territory. In fact, that was the only sign of life. There were very few people on the streets. Later, when I was driving north out of South Ossetia toward Russia, late at night, around midnight, I saw huge columns of tanks and armored personnel carriers and trucks moving out of Russia into South Ossetia. And there were hundreds, as far as I could tell, moving deeper toward Georgian territory.
Now, Greg, I know you've been talking to people on the ground, Georgians and South Ossetians. What are they saying to you?
Well, I was in the South Ossetian capital, Skhinvali, yesterday, which is a scene of devastation. A lot of buildings have been ruined. I spoke to one woman when I asked her whether she could think that any Georgians that had fled would be able to move back. She said, "I would rather cut off my head than allow the Georgians who fled to come back." I was also driving in South Ossetia after dark outside of Skhinvali, where there are a series of ethnic Georgian villages, and I saw a number of houses burning in the middle of the night. I spoke to one Georgian in a village called Korta yesterday. He said that 1,200 people used to live in the village. Now there are 21 left.
Greg, I know you've gone back into Russia at this point. How is this conflict playing inside Russia?
I can tell you that on the Russian television news today, the entire news was devoted to the conflict between Russia and Georgia. There appears to be a massive propaganda campaign underway on television showing victimized South Ossetians and blaming the entire conflict on Georgians accused of genocide. This really appears to be fanning the flames of the ethnic conflict.
The Russian authorities say they'll be pulling troops out tomorrow. What happens if they don't?
I don't think it's clear at all. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates today said he believed Russia would stall pulling out its troops. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy, the man who brokered the ceasefire, said that he thought Russian-EU relations would necessarily suffer if there was no sign of a pullout tomorrow.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Russia, just over the border from South Ossetia. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.